that you had a plan in it all. And Lord, there on that night, you sent for us that baby that would one day take a journey to the cross. Because of that, we do get to know peace. We do get to know goodness and light because the baby that was born to die for our sins. And God, I pray that we would never lose sight of the meaning of this time. That it would never grow stale to us, but it would always be fresh. And Lord, that it would bring love. And Lord, let us then take that message out. And we give you the thanks and praise, for it's in your name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. This morning there is no Kids Connect. We're going to have everybody together today in the sanctuary. And I want you to take your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Place of the famous Christmas story here. Punctuated by a few little extra notes. In Luke chapter 2, we find the story so well known. And I pray, it is very easy for us to be so well known with this passage and so well known with this story that it just kind of becomes old hat. And this isn't the only time you might see this story, and it's not going to be the only time you're going to read this passage, even in this time. But may we come to it each time with that wonder, with that amazement of knowing what this is about. And as we look at the story today, when the message entitled "To Us," I want us to look this morning at the shepherds. The shepherds and how this was revealed to them and what they did with that. Because we're going to see in this passage that God is a sending God. He's a God that sends. He's a God that sends His message to this earth through Jesus Christ. He was a God that gave us His Word. He's a God that sends to us. Some of the most powerful words of scriptures are these prepositions and directions, because they direct God's truth towards us. You think about it, in Christmas morning, sometimes the most exciting thing is when their kids are digging around and trying to find the tag to find, who is this to? Who is this to? You ever notice the kids are not usually too worried about who it's from? They want to know, who is it to? Who is this present going to? Who's going to get to unwrap this? And they're digging around, searching through this. Well, we have in the story of Christmas the greatest sending to that we could possibly imagine. The one that was prophesied for hundreds of years earlier by Isaiah. "For unto you is born this day." We understand that there is something of import that's happening here, that God is sending something to us in this baby, a Savior. And so as we see this sending to, this message now is coming. The angels are coming. They're going to set the scene, and there's going to be a grand announcement to shepherds. Why shepherds? I mean, with a message this important, why are they coming and bringing this message to shepherds? You got to think of the society in this time. You got to think of what the position of a shepherd was. In this agrarian society, you are seeing that the shepherds were not high on the totem pole at all. They were peasants. They were workers. And here they are out tending their flocks by night. And around Bethlehem were areas where the shepherds would tend to the flocks. They found caves with places where you could see campfires where shepherds would keep warm at night. And here are these different places where shepherds were out with the sheep, keeping watch over their flocks. They were the peasants. They were not esteemed. They were considered dirty, lowly. They were dealing with things that would make them unclean, and they would not have time to go to the temple to make themselves clean. So they were kind of outcast out here on the outside, on the outskirts of society. So this message comes to them. It doesn't come to the temple. It doesn't come to the center of Jerusalem. It doesn't come to the Pharisees. It doesn't come to the scribes. It doesn't come to the religious hierarchy of that day. It comes to the shepherds out in the field. Because there's a message to proclaim. It comes to the lowly. It comes to the outcasts. It comes to the peasants that there is a Savior. That there is one coming into this world to take away the sins. It shows us that there is no one too low to be told. And it also tells us that there is no one so favored to not be told. There's no one favored over the other. It is coming in this miraculous fashion to hear to the lowly, to the shepherds. And the shepherds here see this message that was sent to us. And I want you to see what they did with it. What they did with the message. So, Luke chapter 2, let's pick up in verse 8. It says, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased.' And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them." Here we see the shepherds. I want you to see their four reactions. I mean, just imagine this scene. Imagine yourself here in the middle of the night watching over your flock. You're looking out for predators. You're trying to keep them safe. And then all of a sudden, a bright light. Here's an angel standing before you. I don't know about you, but that's going to have my attention. I'm going to be listening. My ears are going to perk up. This is not normal. And here's this angel appearing to them. They're filled with great fear. I don't know about you, but I probably would be too. And that's when the angel says, "Fear not, I am bringing you good news of great joy." Hear this message of the gospel. The word for good news is the same word where we get the evangelism. Here is this good news to be proclaimed to you. Here is this difference maker. There is coming a child. He's going to be born. Great joy for all people unto you this day, right now, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign, and the angels give them what to look for. Here's your sign. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Okay, isn't that pretty normal? And lying in a manger. Not normal. I think this narrows down the process of looking for this baby quite a bit. Here you have this sign given to them, and we see how the shepherds respond. The first thing they do is they receive. They received. They received the message. The angels are bringing in this message of great news before them, and they are listening. They're taking it in. They hear the message. They see the sign, and then all of a sudden, there's a great host. I tell you, the angels were prepared for this. Can you imagine? Oh, they have been waiting for this day. They had seen all the history of what God has been doing, all of what's happened with Israel. Oh, they watched Moses bring them out of Egypt. Oh, they watched them wander in the wilderness. Oh, they watched them take over the land with Joshua. Oh, they watched the knuckleheads during the judges. They watched all of this happen back and forth, and they've seen all this, knowing that all of that is pointing to the fact that there is coming a Messiah. And so when this angel shows up on the scene, I tell you, that host is ready to praise. That host is ready for this announcement. There's something coming to you. There is something amazing that's about to happen. And all of a sudden, the multitude shows up. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace among those with whom He is pleased. This message is ringing out. The sky is filled. When I was doing fireworks, I used to love the finale. You know, I would plan the shows with my father-in-law, and we'd be shooting the fireworks up, and I'd love to get to that point right before the finale where I'd let it just kind of die. And we'd let the sky kind of go black for a little bit. And you'd hear everybody cheering. Yeah, they thought that was a great end to the show. And then you hit the finale. And the finale had strings of fireworks that were tied together. And so they just went off. And they'd just sit there and just go up. And all of a sudden, the sky would just turn white. And it was exciting. And it was loud. And it was fun to blow things up. But this sky would just light up. And I can only imagine what it's like for these shepherds. They had just heard this incredible announcement. Now the sky is lighting up. They are receiving the word from the Lord. They are receiving a revelation. They are receiving something from God. And it has their attention. So much so, you see it in verse 15. Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. There's no mention of, hey, it was an angel that told us. He said, no, this is something of God here. He's making something known to us. He's revealing something to us. And they receive the message. What the Lord has made known to us. Folks, when God is speaking and when God is giving His revelation, when He is working in your heart, He's working in your life, it behooves us to receive it just like those shepherds received this message. Something incredible is happening. They received it, but then they responded. In verse 15 and 16, let us go over to Bethlehem, see this thing which happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. They received the message, but it doesn't stop there. They then respond. And we see their actions. They're going over to Bethlehem. So we know that they're not in the city proper. They're outside. There is something that they now have to do. And they are responding to the message. The message has caused them to provide action, to do something. And notice the word that describes how they did it. In verse 16, they went with haste. They went with haste. They wanted to be quick in their action and responding unto the Lord. When there is a response and when there's a revelation, when God is speaking to you, don't say, well, you know what, I'll come back next week and see if it's really right. No, if God is moving in you and you know it's a message from the Lord, respond with haste. I guarantee you, if you respond to the Lord in that way, it'll save you a lot of trouble. It'll save you a lot of school of hard knocks. They responded. They came with haste. They put down their jobs and they went and they tried to find Mary and Joseph, and they find the baby lying in a manger. All that was said to them, all that was revealed to them, they find it true and they made haste. Let me ask you this question. What if the shepherds responded the way that we do? What if the shepherd said, you know what, I'm on the clock. My boss is going to be pretty mad. You know, I don't think he'd want me to skip work. You know what, I'm on the clock, and maybe next week I can get it off. What if they responded, but you know what, I can worship anywhere. And I hear what you're saying to me, and I hear that he's over there in Bethlehem, but you know what? I can worship God anywhere. And, you know, I'm just going to choose to worship him here with the sheep by myself. Or you know what? Jericho's playing Damascus right now. They're in the second quarter. And then after that, we got a doubleheader. Let me just wait. You know what? I don't know about you guys, but there are so many hypocrites in Bethlehem. I don't know if I could go there. I don't know if it's worth my time. Well, you know, the traffic, it gets pretty bad. It might ice sometime this month. You know what? If we get there, Joseph might ask us for money to stay in an inn. He might ask us for something. What if the shepherds responded the way that we respond to worship? Do we see that happening? You know what the difference is? They understood the message from the Lord. The importance of receiving a message from the Lord, and it made them respond. When God sends to us, our response is proportional to our thoughts of Him. When God sends a message to us, our response is proportional to what we think about Him. And the shepherds get this message. They receive it. They respond and they go with haste. And then in verse 17, we see they reported. They find Mary and Joseph. They find the baby in the manger. And look in verse 17. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. They find it true. They find out everything is happening. And what do? They report about it. They start telling people. They start making it known. Hey, listen, you know what? What those angels told us, it came true. We found a baby that was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Wow, that's special. Lying in a manger. Yeah, that's something different. They reported what was going on. Hey, this is the Messiah. This is the one that's coming. They made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. When we receive a message from the Lord, we respond with haste. We don't put anything in between what God is doing in our life. And then we report. We talk about it. We let people know who God is and what He's doing. We share the news. Let me ask you, what do you share? Some of you are oversharers on Facebook. But what do you share? Do people know more about what you're eating physically than spiritually? Do they know more about your allegiances on this earth than your allegiances in heaven? What do we share? What do we report? The message came from the Lord. They received it. They responded. They reported. And then they returned. Look at verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. They had not gotten over the fact. In fact, these verbs here that we see, glorifying, praising God, they're in the present tense, which means that this was a continual action that was going on. The shepherds are returning. They're glorifying God. They're praising God. We're all going to return, but here we see the difference in it. It's how they returned. It's not where they're returning to. It's how they're returning. They are glorying in the presence of God. They're glorying that His Word is true. They are glorying that they found this baby who's going to be the Savior of the world. And they are returning to their places, glorifying and praising God for all that they've heard. You see, how you return is dependent on how you have received and responded to the Word of the Lord. You want to go praising? Take the Word of God seriously and respond to it. And you will go away glorifying. You'll go away praising, yes, even in the hard times. Because you will know that God is faithful. Faithful encounters create changed lives, not ritual. And they had an encounter with the Lord. You want to have that life change. Receive the message from the Lord. Respond to it. Report it in return, glorifying and praising God. Here, all of this is happening to the lowly shepherds. And it's a beautiful picture of what God wants to do with all of us. He's got a message that He sent to us. And here in Jesus Christ, we see, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. There's a message He has sent to us. He sent it to us. Receive it, respond, report, and return. Because understand this, that to us is not the end of the delivery. To us is not where it stops. To us is not just where it comes and it ends and it just fixes all our problems. No, God wants to use us to reach others. And there are so many more that need a to us. There's so many more that need to know the hope, the peace, the love, the forgiveness, that need to know what a Savior in Jesus Christ is meant for them. There are so many to us's. They made it known, these things. You know, this month we've been doing our in-gathering. Our missions in gathering and to the end of the year leading up to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Because that is meant to go to foreign missions so that other people can know the to us. And this morning I want to help make that a little more real for us. That this to us, that this message this morning that the shepherds got, that we have in the Word of God, is not to just end here. But we have a responsibility to see it go forward. You have a card on your seat. I want you to take that card out. Grab your card. I want you to go ahead and open it. Now you are prompted to open your card. And all across the sanctuary, you're going to find one of three cards. And each one is different. Each one has a different people group that is on there. You might have a green card with a green top. You might have a yellow card with a yellow top, or a red card, a red top. As you look at the green cards, you notice that it's active church planting is occurring in this group, and it is more than 2% evangelical. So that people group there is the one I'm looking at here, the 24,000 of the Modang, people of Indonesia. Of that 24,000, more than 2% are evangelical. More than 2% have come to know Christ, and there are active works happening amongst this people group. Your yellow cards, you see that there is some church planting efforts are occurring in this group, but it is less than 2% evangelical. In other words, the work is just getting off the ground. That they're starting a work there. There's some efforts that are happening. This is for the 287,000 of the Mulalo people of China. And on your card are people groups that are represented with a value of how many are there. This red card is a group that is less than 2% evangelical, and there is no known church planting efforts. In other words, there's no work happening amongst these people groups at this time. Here is 1,615,000 people of the Antisaka people of Madagascar. No works happening among them. Do you know the God that sends sent for them as well? And He wants to use us to reach them. And this morning, I want us to be a little bit active in thinking about these groups. And thinking about what God wants us to do. As we give in our missions in gathering, that's one aspect. But as you look down at that card, you are seeing a name of people that need the gospel. It's not just ink on a page. There are people represented here. And so this morning, we're going to pray for these groups. And we're going to do it together. Because in just a moment, when we pray for these groups, what I want you to do is, when we go through these different colors, if you have a green card, we're going to start with the green. In just a moment, when I ask you, I want you to stand up with your card. I'm going to ask you to cry out the name of that people group as best as you can pronounce it. All together, we're going to cry out the names of these people. And on the screen, we're going to see a prayer. And all of us together, if you're sitting down or standing up, we're all going to read this prayer and pray it together as we think of these people. But I want us to think of the fact that God sent to us so that it wouldn't stop with us, but that we might send it to someone else as well. So this morning, if you have a green card, will you stand? And hold that green card. And now, all together, cry out the name of the people group on that card. The Modang people. Everybody together, ready? And now, let's all together read this prayer and pray for these people that need it. O God, our Father, we cry out to you for our brothers and sisters in places where your name has been made known. We praise you for those you have redeemed. We praise you for those you have sent to labor in your harvest. We ask for a continued gospel light. Let your people be called and sent from among these people. Let your work continue and multiply as an unstoppable mission. Amen. You may be seated. If you have a yellow card, will you stand up and hold up that card? And together, let's cry out the name of these people. 1, 2, 3, Mulalo. And let's all together pray this. O God, our Father, we cry out for our brothers and sisters where your work is beginning. We praise you for those who have called on your name. We praise you for those who follow you in trial and in persecution. We ask for your protection and prospering of the efforts to spread your name. Let more disciples be made. Let more disciples be baptized. Let more disciples be trained, that the light of your gospel may go forth. Amen. You may be seated. If you have a red card, will you stand? Hold that card up. On the count of three, let's cry out that name of the people to the Lord. One, two, three, the Antisaka. And let's all pray together. O God, our Father, we cry out for those who have never heard your name. We praise you for a redeeming message to proclaim. We ask for proclaimers to be sent to these people. We ask for your hand to remove the obstacles to the gospel. Let men and women be called with a heart and passion to reach these people. Let beautiful feet be sent with your beautiful message of love and grace. Send them even from among us and your churches. Amen. You may be seated. Together, we have an opportunity to continue the delivery. And I pray that you take these cards. Don't let this just be the only time you pray for this people. But let's pray that what God uses our ingathering, that what God uses our efforts to send people to them as well. That together we might see people come to know the glorious light that there is a Savior that was born for them. Let's pray together, our Father. Thank you so much that you sent to us an answer for our deepest, darkest issue. And God, that you have given us an answer through Jesus Christ, a Savior that you sent to us. And Lord, I pray that our lives would receive that message, that we would respond to it, that we would report it, and we would return glorifying, praising your name for the works that you can do amongst these people. Lord, help make missions real to us. Help us to be involved in it. Help us, Lord, to be active. Help us, Lord, to cry out for laborers for your harvest. Help us, Lord, to have open hearts to know where you might even send us, whether in our communities, in our neighborhoods, or if you send us across this world. Help us, Lord, to respond to you with haste. God, I thank you for this church. I thank you for this group of people that you put together. God, I pray that together we would be mighty in proclaiming your love, your message, or that others might see how wonderful that you are. Help us, Lord, to continually respond to you. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.